Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Back in 1965, 15 years before he's rocking silk suits and driving a Benz, Soumen Banerjee, soon to be Steve, leaves Bombay for the West. He spends some time in Canada and eventually arrives in L.A.
Suzanne Stordock slept just 3 nights in jail. She spent 11 months in a mental health facility. Then she got married. Again. Vern was Suzanne's fourth husband. She buried 5 of them in the end. More about those guys later.
He's one of hundreds of convictions that have been overturned thanks to work by various Innocence Project lawyers, tireless staffers and volunteers whose success rate in the courtroom is astounding, largely because when they take on a case, they're sure of the defendant's actual innocence.
On today's episode, we sample these 3 podcasts, Welcome to Your Fantasy, Manslaughter, and Accused, the Unsolved Murder of Rita Welch. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight 3 podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If you like true crime, today's installment of Start Here is for you. First up is the Spotify original, Welcome to Your Fantasy, which will scratch that true crime itch while bringing you a little-known, sexy, seedy 80s history lesson, too. This 8-part storytelling deep dive by historian Natalia Petresla explores how an immigrant from India and a children's TV producer from New Jersey built the notorious male exotic dancers empire known as Chippendales, and the greed and corruption that ultimately led to a dark, deadly downfall. With 80s LA, nightlife, and murder abound, Welcome to Your Fantasy gives you an unprecedented look behind the iconic red curtain. Check out this sample snippet from the first episode of Welcome to Your Fantasy titled A Disneyland for Adults. First episode tells the origin story of a young immigrant Indian, Steve Banerjee, who moves to L.A., bound and determined to start a successful business just like his 2 idols, Walt Disney and Hugh Hefner.
The story of Chippendales is largely the story of 2 men. One is Nick DeNoia, who you just heard about, the director and producer who was shot and killed on April 7th, 1987. But this episode is about the guy who founded Chippendales, Steve Banerjee, who left India and landed in America in the late 1960s and set out to make a name for himself.
Steve Banerjee's story is just weird. It looks a lot like, in some ways, this like immigrant business hustle success story, but it's like, it's got this like weird twist.
Chippendales, which was like this kind of white guy, Adonis, buffed dude look, mostly white women going, and it was mostly white guys entertainment. So when I was introduced to him, I had no idea he was like this short East Indian man.
Wait, Chippendales is one of ours. Who is this person? Why have I not heard about him before? I mean, his name is very, like, incredibly distinctively Hindu Bengali. It's a really kind of common name.
What do you think drove Steve Banerjee? Money, fame?
Money.
Money?
Not fame. Steve was embarrassed about his looks and his stutter.
He became hooked on the cash, you know? I mean, he was basically a cash whore. All these ideas he had of becoming the next playboy.
The way I picture him is as a sort of a roundish guy, big round face, pudgy round body, in a really slick silk Italian suit and fancy shoes with his hair slicked back.
Back in 1965, 15 years before he's rocking silk suits and driving a Benz, Soumen Banerjee, soon to be Steve, leaves Bombay for the West. He spends some time in Canada and eventually arrives in L.A. He works for a while as a janitor and then borrows some cash from a friend to buy 2 mobile gas stations. He's just in time for the oil crisis of 1973, which would see gas prices double and then triple. It basically sucks for anybody except the guy running the gas station, And that guy is Steve Banerjee.
The podcast Welcome to Your Fantasy from Pineapple Street and Gimlet Media. Learn the dark and sordid history of the global good time phenomenon, Chippendales, with Welcome to Your Fantasy. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. The next podcast on our true crime kick today is Manslaughter, Wondery's latest entry into the ever-popular podcast genre. Manslaughter tells intertwining stories about how one gunshot on a cold Wisconsin night in 1970 dramatically changed multiple lives, sending a bullet tearing through decorated law enforcement veteran Laverne Stordick. Decades later, his niece, Dorothy Marsick, has transformed herself into an amateur detective in a quest for truth and closure about that night. As it follows Dorothy's discoveries, Manslaughter explores questions around the psychology of crime, the ways women are made responsible in families, and the lasting impact of trauma. Get hooked on this sample from the first episode of Manslaughter titled With One Shot. 50 years after the murder of her uncle, Dorothy Marsick reopens the investigation to find out why her aunt Suzanne seemingly got away with murder.
By 1971, Suzanne Stordock was a free woman. See, Vern Stordock was a senior official in the state government, so newspapers paid attention. 14 of them carried stories of his murder in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota, not just in the days after, for weeks, for months, for the next few years. But nothing came of that. There was no sensational murder trial where a jury punished Suzanne for a brutal crime. Instead, the news cycle diminished into a trickle of procedural updates. Suzanne said she did it. There were hearing delays. A new judge, the lead prosecutor, the district attorney himself, handed off the case to a rookie prosecutor to go on an army retreat. Eventually, the charges were reduced from first-degree murder to manslaughter. Manslaughter, just the unintentional killing of another person. No intent, no motive, no murder. And that all happened because of a really wild chain of events. Here's criminal defense attorney Christine Funk again.
So at the end of the day, the legal gymnastics come down to sort of a perfect storm.
Suzanne Stordock slept just 3 nights in jail. She spent 11 months in a mental health facility. Then she got married, again. Vern was Suzanne's fourth husband. She buried 5 of them in the end. More about those guys later. By November of 1971, Suzanne was a free woman. She pretty quickly cashed in on his life insurance policy, despite being the direct cause of his lack of life. For Suzanne, life without Vern was good. She finished her college degree, got 4 degrees altogether, in fact. That last husband she called the keeper. She left Vern in Oregon, Wisconsin, behind. Dorothy Marsick couldn't do that. She was haunted by her Uncle Vern's death.
Yeah, I've had people in my family die before, but it's different when somebody's murdered. You don't get over it. You just don't recover.
From Wondery, that was Manslaughter with host Dorothy Marsick and Molly Peterson. Explore the endlessly complex and connected story of Manslaughter. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to wvxu.org and look for the podcast menu item. And now for some true crime that might just hit a little too close to home. Discover the chilling story of soft-hearted prison minister Retha Welch, who was found murdered in her Kentucky apartment in what police and prosecutors determined to be an open-and-shut case. 30 years after police and prosecutors zeroed in on an ex-con that she'd counseled, the conviction has been overturned, and the case remains unsolved. So what went wrong, and what became of the real killer? These are the questions at the center of Accused, the unsolved murder of Retha Welch, the second season of the Cincinnati Inquirer's True Crime Investigation Series. And you might not be satisfied with the answers, or lack thereof. So listen at your own risk. Here's a sample from the first episode of Accused titled The First Sin City. After Retha is found dead, police are quick to turn their investigation efforts onto an acquaintance with a criminal past.
Seemed to be a caring person. As most are that do that, you know, so people up there appreciated her witness.
The prisoners Retha counseled were usually men, and sometimes they got out of prison. Sometimes they showed up at her doorstep, and Reatha couldn't find it in her heart to turn them away. Pastor Stroud warned her, "Don't open your home. These men could be dangerous."
Did anybody raise a safety concern? Did she?
I did. You did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the primary protocol for us as a church, as it relates to incarcerants, is that you do not invite anybody to your home. You do not give them your address. If you want to meet with them to help them, bring them to the church or find a location, you know, that have people so that you're not in a position that will compromise your integrity. I know the behavior and some of the con games that some of these individuals play, so we were very particular in terms of protecting our members, especially the female members. Maybe the month prior to the incident, I had a strong warning to the group. I said, please do not, under any conditions, these are my exact words, invite anyone into your home.
Reatha didn't listen. Sometime during a three-day span in April 1987, she was killed. One of the prisoners she'd counseled was tried and convicted, and it seemed like the case was over. Then came new DNA testing.
Mr. Virgil is asserting actual innocence of this crime. If indeed he has been serving 23 years of his life for a murder that he did not commit, by implication, then someone else did and has not been punished. You know, it's imperative that this evidence be tested.
William Virgil, now a 65-year-old man, was released from prison. He spent a year under house arrest before prosecutors said they won't retry him. There's not enough evidence to expect a conviction, they say now, though they won't go so far as to say he's exonerated either. He's one of hundreds of convictions that have been overturned thanks to work by various Innocence Project lawyers, tireless staffers, and volunteers whose success rate in the courtroom is astounding, largely because when they take on a case, they're sure of the defendant's actual innocence, and they're sure they can prove that innocence in court.
In our local Cincinnati podcast spotlight, that was Accused, the unsolved murder of Reatha Welch from the Cincinnati Inquirer. Hear a great local twist on the true crime genre on Accused, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection on the WVXU app or at WVXU.org. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Debuting a few weeks ago and maintaining its reign at number one this week is a true crimer called Your Own Backyard. In this case, the backyard is Cal Poly and the target is Kristen Smart. Podcast tracks the 1996 disappearance of the Cal Poly student. That's Your Own Backyard, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Your Own Backyard and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from down at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.